This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. We're on the ground here at AirVenture Oshkosh 2011, and I'm speaking with Scott Spencer of AeroTrek. They've got an offering here that comes in under $70,000 in the LSA category. Scott, could you tell us a little bit about the plane, where it comes from, how you ended up with one?
Yeah, hi, Glenn. We ended up with a light sport airplane the way that most people do. Father had a Cessna 170 for 14 years. We loved it. And he started looking into flying sport pilot. And so the 170 went away, and we started looking at the offerings. We ended up with an AeroTrek, and that was about a year and a half ago we took possession of the airplane. We haven't regretted it. Matter of fact, like the airplane so much, you know, I'm here on a volunteer basis helping sell these things.
Now, you mentioned in another conversation we had on the Euro, that's helped push the price down under 70 just now. Where are these aircraft coming from? Now,
these are coming from Czech Republic, and anyone that's looked at the light sport aircraft offerings knows a lot of airplanes are coming from that area. They do know how to build airplanes in that part of the world. Rob Rollison, Rollison Light Sport Aircraft, he's the guy who I'm here helping. And, he tries to pretty much set a price that he keeps for most of a year, and it will depend on where the euro and the dollar are in relation to each other.
What sort of features are we looking at that price? Are we fully kitted out? Is there a radio included for that price?
If you're seriously in the market, you will probably gravitate back toward us, at least on one level, in that you won't find anything in this price range with this build quality that, like in one comment you made to me, Glenn, it looks like a real airplane. Well, it is. It's built like a real airplane. It's put together like a Super Cub, for that matter. It's got welded 4130 chromoly steel tube fuse. It's got an all-aluminum wing structure, and it's covered with polyfiber. And, it should last just like any of the other airplanes put together this way, and of course that's what makes it look like the other airplanes that are put together this way.
So at 70, what have we got in the airplane? I know all the airplanes have folding wings. You've got a tail dragger option. Do you have radios? Do you have avionics at 70?
At 70, it's pretty basic. You get your choice of a tail dragger or tri-gear. It's the same price. That's going to give you an 80 horsepower engine. Bump the price up to 71,850 to go with 100 horse. Now, if you want to load up an aircraft and add an intercom equipped comm radio, a transponder, a Dynan EFIS, a lot of the popular options, with a 100 horsepower engine, that's going to take you to about 78.7. So you're still under 80 with what we'd call here a loaded airplane, ready to fly out of here.
We've been sitting here and a gentleman walked up asking about bigger tires. It does look like it might be able to handle some bush work. What do you use yours for, and what do you find other people are using theirs for?
Oh, ours is a true sport plane. We have a lot of fun with it, but the tail dragger would lend itself to, and we have a Tundra tire option. Customer was asked about maybe putting something even bigger on it, a true Tundra tire, and what we call Tundra tire here is a little smaller than what people used to see in that department. But then the airplane has remarkable short field performance, especially when you have half fuel, maybe one person on board. But you can, along those lines, you can put two 200-pound people in these airplanes, fill the tanks with fuel, fill the baggage compartment, and be at gross weight. I mean, the useful load is there. A lot of airplanes, you can't put two 200-pounders in and fill the tanks.
Well, and the two airplanes I'm looking at right in front of us, they both have three-blade props. They both have wings that fold at the root, which I'd imagine for some people might mean they're trailerable. What other options are there available on the aircraft as it comes?
Well, yeah, as you mentioned, they all come with folding wings, and that's a throwback to the lineage of the design. You know, it's a standard thing, they will go in an 8-foot trailer enclosed. We've had people haul them on an open trailer. For that matter, we have a customer that, more than one now, that keeps the airplane in an 8-foot wide single car garage and just folds and unfolds the wings every time he goes to fly.
Now, if somebody was looking for one of these things, what's the lead time? Are they shipping in from overseas, or are there models available here to have?
Well, the way things have been for the last couple of years is about 6 months ahead of time they're sold out. So you're going to wait about 6 months, and that's good trouble for Rollison Light Sport Aircraft. And that's why he relies on people like us, just customers, to bring our airplanes to the show, because he doesn't generally have any stock to be able to show.
And you're in it flying around with your father, I take it, from time to time. How big are you guys, and what's the comfort level inside the airplane?
Oh, well, you know, we're not huge, but we're pretty, I'd say we're standard-sized people. I weigh 185, Dad's around 195 or so. We fit with no real problem. You know, plenty of room for taller people if you change seat cushions around, things like that. For that matter, I'm 5'8", Dad's about 5'9". Yeah, no problem there. Little taller people can get in there. Honestly, I got to say, I don't know what the limit is. We've had some pretty big people in and out of the airplane here at the show, both tall and wide. It's more room than a Cessna 150, I can say that.
And how about taking care of it? How responsive is the factory if they're maybe halfway around the world from somebody on the West Coast?
Well, Rob is a factory rep, and he has factory ability to approve mods and, you know, and help out on that level. So it's almost like you've got a branch of the factory right here. We've not had any problems. The airplane itself has been great. You know, the Rotax had a few little tuning issues early on, but, you know, that was not a problem. And for me, the difference is in learning Rotax over light combing. It's all pretty standard. The few times that we've inquired about some options and things we might want to order, that was able to be taken care of pretty quickly. And for all the standard stuff, you know, things you're going to wear out, brakes, tires, that sort of thing, oil filters, oh, yeah, right away, no problem getting anything like that.
We've been speaking with Scott Spencer of AeroTrek. They have an A220 and A240 option. These are light sport aircraft available in the market now for less than $70,000. And fully kitted out, they've got a $78,700 option. I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.